Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. Truckers, you can't afford to make a blind guess when it comes to your career. At Schneider, we're committed to helping you get answers and achieve your career goals. Start at SchneiderJobs.com. An easy zip code job search. 150-plus career-focused blog posts. Details on recruiting events throughout the country. Call a recruiter, set up job alerts, connect with other drivers on social media, and more, all at SchneiderJobs.com. Make an informed decision about your driving career at SchneiderJobs.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland Thursday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA and the Bulls. They are in Orlando this evening. Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo are game-time decisions. Jimmy Butler missed shoot-around with an illness, but the team is hopeful he can play. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere in the NBA, Detroit plays at Indiana. The Bulls are currently tied with the Pistons and trail the Pacers by one game. Later tonight, Boston travels to Golden State. NFL free agency officially begins tomorrow at 3 p.m. Reports, though, have Brian Hoyer, former Bears quarterback, heading to San Francisco to reunite with Kyle Shanahan. Brandon Marshall has agreed to a two-year deal with the Giants. Arizona linebacker Chandler Jones have agreed to a five-year extension. Ravens offensive tackle Rick Wagner will sign with Detroit, and Tyrod Taylor is staying in Buffalo on a restructured deal. And Vince Young's return to the NFL has landed him in the CFL with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Spring training, the Cubs are off today before taking on Seattle tomorrow. Mike Montgomery will start. The White Sox take on the Brewers. Carson Fulmer on the mound. That one just about ready to get started. Todd Frazier is back in the lineup after dealing with an oblique injury. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Anaheim tomorrow night. Johnny Oduya and Nicholas Jarmelson will both play. Corey Crawford starts in net. And college hoops, DePaul plays Xavier in the Big East tournament. Coverage on The Score tonight starts at 8:15. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Dos Equis. Enjoy all the games with an ice-cold Dos Equis. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Chicagoland's favorite chorizo burrito is back at McDonald's.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
If Jimmy Butler isn't a phony baloney dude, and you believe that what he says is how he lives and how he goes about his business, the question that I always think defines players' career, especially in basketball, what's next? And sometimes guys answer it with the next check, or I don't care, or winning. If it's about what he talks about.
This is what we find out now.
That's what I'm saying.
He has said it. He has let his mouth run on it. I just want to win. I just want to win. I just want to win. Well, we'll see. You're not winning here. That's not happening.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Chris Wessling of NFL.com.
What I remember being frustrated the most was anytime a quarterback has trouble consistently moving an offense for the first two or three quarters of a game, and then once it's out of hand, he starts moving the offense. That's what my notes on Mike Glennon are.
So who are the Bears bidding against? Who's out there that needs a quarterback like Mike Glennon?
Right now, they appear to be bidding against no one.
Well, all right, Chris, it's been fun talking. Yeah. Who's going to be the most overvalued free agent signing, you think?
Mike Glennon.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, he didn't play that for a laugh either. We laugh, but only out of discomfort. It was just a compensatory response. Mm-hmm. It really was, because he wasn't doing a bit.
He doesn't like Mike Glennon, and doesn't think that you should like Mike Glennon. But hey, he'll get his shot. Seems like the Bears are the only suitor. Seems like Mike Glennon understands what the Bears need. They need Mike Glennon in their huddle.
It looks like Brian Hoyer has agreed to join the 49ers.
There you go. Throw to Pierre Garçon for, you know, 6 or 8 games before they give the new quarterback the ball, whether it be the quarterback they drafted number 2 or later on in the draft. If Mitchell Trubisky is the number 2 pick in the NFL draft, that is saying something. That is, like, if we go back to how quarterbacks were scouted, you know, 10, 15 years ago, before there was this chase, you know, hell, probably longer than that, before there was this chase. I remember the great quarterback overvaluing, where you had Christian Ponder drafted 12th, and, you know, everybody scrambling to just have a guy at that position. Like, what happened
to Goff, man?
Yeah. What happened to back in the days was like, no, we believe he is the 24th best prospect and he should fall somewhere between 20 and 32.
That's how guys like Mike Glennon end up third round picks, because that's where people think they're supposed to be picked.
Right. Like, even with Matt Leinart, I didn't see it. And there was the whole Matt Leinart, Vince Young, Jay Cutler discussion. Now, I didn't watch a lot of Vandy football, but I knew the guy on one of the worst teams in the best conference in football should be considered a top prospect. And I thought Vince Young was going to have issues because of his throwing motion. And if you can get it off quick enough, then fine, more power to you. Vince had some other issues as well. So, and I've never really liked Matt Leinart. I never really liked a USC quarterback after Carson Palmer, and for good measure, was
it? Like one now.
John David Booty was the guy too, right? Was it JD? Is it John David Booty?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had like the same guy over and over. Even Mark Sanchez didn't like him. So what happened to just saying, you know what? This is a guy that if he becomes a starter, we're cool with. But I don't feel comfortable handing my franchise over to him. Like, you've got all of the people that are covering and scouting this who have, I'll say, narrowed the gap between what a GM knows and thinks and what we're just talking about. We're not just spitballing here when we talk to these guys who are scouting this tape and watching these guys over and over from sophomore year to senior year and saying, you know what, I don't think he's that good. And then a month or 2 months before the process is over, it's like, I think I have to make this guy better than he is.
Yeah, look what would have happened with Cardale Jones had he come out when the iron was hot.
3 games. People were talking about drafting him at top 5 pick in 3 games. 3 games. He sticks around another year. You see how much of a leader he isn't. You know, you talk to some more Ohio State people. Yeah, he's got a big arm. He's got a gun.
And he's a big man.
Yeah, he's a huge athlete. Dude. Yeah, great athlete. He's in Buffalo, isn't he? He's what, the second or third string quarterback in Buffalo? Now that Sean McDermott wants to take back Tyrod Taylor? I mean,
I didn't see that coming.
Well, you look at the money and you look at his production.
Are we ruling out Jay Cutler then?
For Buffalo?
No.
For here?
For these improbable returns, right?
For here, though? What, you cut him and sign him back? Because if you cut him, Jay's elsewhere.
Right. Let's say maybe you don't cut him.
But then do you have, what, $30 million allocated to the quarterback position? You going to do that?
No, because who else?
I don't care how big the cap is. That's a lot of... If they're telling Alshon Jeffrey...
Your stopgap is Jay Cutler. Maybe...
For Mike Glennon, though?
No, not for Mike. You don't sign Mike Glennon, then. That's what I'm saying.
So you're talking about the possibility that Mike Glennon isn't a Bear.
Correct.
Well, that was a feasible
option. Done.
Yeah, that was an option that we were all like trying to get our heads around. Like, well, I guess I would hate the fact that Jay Cutler was around for a year. Now the people who are done with him and need to see something else, they need to see a different movie, no matter how bad that movie is. You know, they want to go from like Made in Manhattan to Geely. You know what I'm saying? The same badness. But
poor J Lo gets a. You know,
hey, I heard she's doing her thing in the Shades of Blue series, that Ray Liotta thing.
What are they doing her thing?
I heard she's doing a good job.
Oh, okay.
I heard this guy doesn't know what doing her thing is now.
I didn't know what her thing is. She has a lot of things. She's sort of a triple threat.
She's not.
She's not sing, dance, act?
She's a single threat. You think J-Lo's a good singer?
I don't really know. I know she's made some money doing it.
No. Oh, well, that's different. That's different.
Okay.
You know, Ice JJ Fish has made money, you know, rapping and singing.
Wait, JJ Fish, the
I know Ice JJ. Tell me, you know who Ice JJ Fish is.
I don't. J.J. Fish is the chain of restaurants, right?
You don't know who Ice J.J. Fish is?
No.
Oh, my God. I love it when I can just drop these gems on people like yourself. I'm going to open up a new world of ridiculousness to you. What I want you to do...
You did show me Bobby Shmurda.
Yes, and then he went to jail for 90 years.
For being bad.
Yes. Yes. No, he went to jail for killing people.
And being bad at rap.
I don't think he went to jail for being
He went to rap jail.
If that was the case, then there would be a lot of rappers in this current, you know, generation who would be locked up by the hip-hop police.
That's fine.
No, dude, after the show's over.
After the show's over?
Well, text your kid. Text your kid and ask him... Do you know who Ice J.J. Fish is? It might skip over him, too.
He won't. I would have heard of it.
No. But, dude, like I said.
He can't turn J-Lo his phone on until, like, 3:20.
J-Lo is the singing version of Ice J.J. Fish, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right? So, yeah, she's a single threat.
Okay, but no, double, because she was a fly girl. She can dance, at least could.
That's the single.
And act.
What are you doing?
See Out of Sight.
Now you're,
she's terrific in Out of Sight. And now we're back to Anaconda again.
It always comes back to Anaconda.
And it comes back to John Voight's seven accents.
No, man. I'm not going to do the whole
thing. Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait.
Why are you doing Al Pacino Scarface?
All right, we're gonna try this again.
Right. All of a sudden, he does Sean Connery as The Rock.
Some giant snakes in here, man.
No, now you're doing Cheech Marin. Oh, okay. Forget it. Hold on.
I sting you.
right.
No, dude.
My dear guest, I am Mr. Rourke, your host.
No, that's Montalban. All right.
J-Lo, a good actress.
Really good and Out of Sight.
I gotta wrap my head.
She's really good in that movie.
What is really good for you?
I don't know.
Like for J-Lo or
she does a good job in that movie. Everybody's good in that movie. Everybody in Out of Sight is good. And everybody's in it.
From like Paula Poundstone to Meryl Streep, where does she fall?
Paula Poundstone doesn't act at all.
She's been in a movie or two.
No, she just sits uncomfortably on a stool and is not funny.
And wears a nice sport coat.
Yeah, and even on like Wait, Don't Tell Me, she doesn't get any of the laugh lines.
Oh, well, you know, it happens. It happens. No, so the Mike Glennon thing, it seems like it's going to happen. And
we're not quite sure why.
What do you mean you're not quite sure why?
Why it's going to happen.
Bears need a quarterback.
I know.
He's the one that they can get because Tony Romo. It's like going shoe shopping with your mama, and she's like, yeah, don't look at any of those.
Right.
You haven't earned those yet.
I've been that guy.
Like if you really want to be like keep it funky with your kid, you should only buy your kid shoes that is commensurate with his talent level for that sport.
That's fair.
So if we're on a and you let your kid know, you get better, you work at it, you can get the Jordans.
This is explaining a lot of my childhood.
But
like having flashbacks over here.
Right. For you.
Like you get the $40 Converse shoes.
You get those Bo Outlaws. You are in the Bo Outlaw range. Well, if you're in the Bo Outlaw range too, you probably don't need to play sports.
You don't care. Right. You're all good.
You can just lean over.
No, I remember my first pair of like real shoes was sixth grade basketball team at Walden Grade School. And I got the Dr. J, Larry Bird, low top Converse.
Mm-hmm. Where, and the best part is, you knew they were Larry Bird's because they were green.
Well, no, there was red. One was red and one was blue at the outset.
I was about to say, because the very first commercial where Magic, you said Dr. J, because I was thinking about the Magic and Larry Converse.
No, this
Magic
is Dr. J.
Magic shot the commercial in French Lick.
Low top Converse, and I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why Michael Jordan and the Jumpman brand is getting my money all over again, because what I'm doing now is I'm buying. I'm not one of these hype beasts who buys everything because it's cool to people. I like the shoes that I like, and I also want the shoes that my father and I wore at the same time. Like, there was a while there. There was a run there where my father would buy some Jordans, and he would get me a pair, too. So, like, up to the sixes, maybe, the Carmine sixes, are the last pair of Jordans my father owned. And like those were special. Now you got people running out there like buying shoes that you know that were out before they were born for $200 a pop. Me and Tanny were just talking about this earlier today, where you know I could go out and get myself a pair of Air Maxes for $100, $95. They want $180 now for these shoes. And I don't mean to sound like the old guy, because you know I am now, but my God, like I don't know how any high school kid can look or be cool now. At $180 a pop, like you've got to be selling some drugs at some point during your high school career to wear any of these shoes.
All right, Ice JJ Fish is the pseudonym of singer-rapper Daniel McLeod, who gained notoriety online for his YouTube music videos and off-key vocals. Is this the guy that sings the "Why Are You Lying"?
No, that's not him. Nope, that Ice JJ Fish is a phenomenon. Ice JJ Fish has actually been invited to like a few of these late night talk shows. He was popping a little bit more.
Oh, is this like the Chocolate Rain guy?
In the same,
it's just like a meme guy.
No. He cuts records, but you feel bad watching him.
Is he in on the joke?
Well, now he's like talking about what he's doing touring.
But does he know people are making fun of him for being bad?
I believe so. Yeah, because people have interviewed him and asked him, why are you so bad at this?
It's like what was the guy, William Hung?
That was different. I felt like everybody was getting like a real weird laugh out of that. Kind of like the Minoru Kawasaki stuff.
Okay.
Where I'm like, you know why you're laughing. You don't have to, you don't have to hide it. You don't have to play around. You know what you're doing here. Yeah, you know, like stop messing around. Like, you know what's up here. But no, Ice JJ Fish is, I cannot believe it. You, the man of the people, don't know who Ice JJ Fish is.
I've never heard of Ice JJ Fish.
Well, maybe he could be the Bears' next quarterback. How about that?
Hey, I would be as appropriately whelmed if that were the news as I am with this Mike Glennon.
So you're not going to give this thing a shot at all? Like, you think it's going to be bad from the beginning to the end?
No, look, I've said before. It's an egg salad sandwich. I'm certain it's not going to be great. I know it could be good. It's probably going to be bad. And maybe if it's average, you're pleased that it's not bad.
So at what point? Because if you're already underwhelmed, as you probably should be, as a Bears fan,
it's just whelming.
But the Bears crust kind of makes it underwhelming. Yeah,
that's the thing, and the fact that he wants to come to the Bears. Like, what's wrong
different.
With him?
That's different. That's the dude getting his shot. That's the dude seeing an opportunity and taking it. Come on, Dan.
Okay,
but, right?
Okay.
I mean, you didn't always work in Chicago. You had to kick around the CBA, and the GBL.
But I wanted to come here because I'm from here.
But I'm talking about what you had to do before. Like, maybe this is his CBA.
This is his big break.
Right. He's like, all right, he wants to show what his talent is.
The albinosaur. It's not done yet, but we'll let you know when it is.
And when we do, those phone lines are going to light up.
Are you kidding? This could be the day.
With all the fanfare of my... What if, like, watch him go to, like, a couple of Pro Bowls, you know, take the Bears to, like, the NFC title game in 2 years or so, and we'll act like we never said any of these things. Because it won't be on tape, kind of like your bet.
That I got screwed on that. I had a.
Well, how did you get screwed? You didn't even pay for. Did he buy lunch that
no,
I didn't know about?
No, he did not. So.
Yeah. How did you get screwed?
Because
other than the perception of people feeling like you were wrong, which I know you really care about.
Because I had Casey Affleck winning Best Actor, and I'm certain of it. And several people said that I did.
But Matt and Chris, who at the time the bet was made, were talking to you about it, say you didn't. So who would you believe?
But they won't. They refuse to.
Because we don't have time. We don't have time to play the tape.
We never have time to play the
tape. It's long form. You got to set it up. I mean, there's effects that go with it as well. It's like a whole thing. You know, Tannehill just doesn't cut any kind of tape. He makes it special. So you would rather believe the people who talk to you and tell you how good you are at this job than Chris Tannehill, who've been riding with you forever. And Matt Abaticola, your guy, you'd believe whoever the hell you're talking to, whether it's Glenn or any of these other guys that you hang out with.
Okay, we got time.
We got time for
it? I've been cleared. We have time to do it right now. I'll play it. Here it is.
Casey Affleck.
Oh, I think so.
Betcha.
I'll bet you. How much you want to bet?
Oh,
I'll bet
sounds
you.
Sounds like some money is on the table, ladies and gentlemen.
How about this?
Two big strokers going at it now.
No money. How about if he does not win, so if the field wins, I'll bring you in a six-pack of a sour beer that I enjoy.
Okay, great.
If he wins, you buy lunch for your crew one day.
Wait a second. Now he's Mr. Populist standing up.
It's not about me. It's about how you take care of everyone else.
You can't say yes?
Of course I'll say yes.
All right. Well, then, you didn't, though. You had to make an argument about it first.
Yeah, you did.
You're a bad person. You are a bad, bad person.
Ladies, you brought it up.
This
is what happens.
This is
a conspiracy.
Look, I'm getting Sean Spicer in here, and he's going to have some speaks because.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what. And we tried to warn him that he was wrong on this one, and he needed the tape. He needed the evidence. He needed it, and we were like, hey, Dan, you're going to embarrass yourself.
I actually have headphones that are good enough to hear where this has been. This is like Capricorn 1.
Now it's just getting out of hand.
Wait, you're saying the audio was...
doctored?
It was doctored? Now, it was manipulated?
Yeah, Donald Bernstein over here thinks that people are wiretapping him. And
yep.
That's fine. You know what?
Information that was false and fake.
That's a long way to go to not get lunch. $6 right. Jimmy John sandwiches for your crew.
Chef, you know Tanny, I'm buying lunch for you guys. No, I'll do it.
Maddie, I got it.
Dan can't even buy lunch.
I got it because, you know, I'm a man of the people, and I would never question you guys like that.
I mean, first he like, during the bet, he makes an immediate argument about it. Like, we're asking him to spend $1,000 on lunch. Now it's like, oh, the tape is doctored. I have headphones.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Whatever. You know what they say, Maddie?
Yep.
You're always the last one to know that you lost all your integrity. Ladies and gentlemen.
Dan Bernstein.
I'm done.
Jace, we can actually go halves on it.
Cool.
We'll go halves.
It could be like Friday. Like the Friday show we had where, you know, I'll get the beverages. And then you get the lunch because apparently, you know, Mr. Charitable, Mr. Dan Bernstein, unless you're like your inner city kid who needs a music program or a kid battling cancer who needs to go to camp for a week, not a guy who's been rocking with you for 7-8 years and a guy who's been rocking with you for 12-13 or whatever it is, you can't get them a couple of sandwiches, you know? Not good enough, I guess. And the evidence as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, you know. Boo Radley over here. But okay. All right. It's all good. Just seeing what a man's made of after a while. It's been a long run, too, you know? Those holes show themselves.
I've learned something that you don't...
just take it.
Don't make an enemy of Chris Tannehill. Because
that was pretty smooth. Good job, Chris.
It's like he's gonna get hired by the government. Like we're gonna. That's like next commercial break.
Wait a minute, you think that man smiles this much being a score producer?
Next commercial break, there's gonna be guys with like black suits and earpieces, and just come in and whisk him away.
See this from the 708. You had to push it, didn't you, Dan? They warned you. Now go buy lunch.
Well, you're not reading the other ones. The 708. Dan won the bet.
We don't have time for those.
Dan 100% had Casey Affleck winning, and Matt had the field.
I mean, just listen to the tape. It's right in the tape. Play it one more time for him. One more time. I beg you to tell me where the edit is.
Casey Affleck. Oh, I think so.
I'll betcha.
I'll bet you. How much you want to bet?
Oh,
I'll bet you.
Sounds like some money is on the table, ladies and gentlemen.
How about this?
Two big strokers going at it now.
No money. How about if he does not win, so if the field wins, I'll bring you in a six-pack of a sour beer that I enjoy.
Okay, that's where
it was. If he wins, you buy lunch for your crew one day.
But wait,
you can hear it. You can hear the edit.
Wow. This is sad.
Well, downhill over here, going in the metal shop and okaying everything.
Because now it's going to get... You can hear the edit. It's going to get sad now.
How thick are those headphones?
Yeah.
How many layers of thickness?
Yeah, that's... Wow. I never thought I'd see the day.
You can hear the edit.
Wow. Lesser hosts, but not you.
The 847 says Bernstein can give $20 to the man with the broken down church bus.
Right! But can't take care of his guys.
This guy says, this happened. I heard it on the original broadcast. Dan, buy lunch. That's not what happened on the original broadcast.
I'm just going to let you sit here.
Anybody who's actually paying attention knows exactly what actually happened.
Feel shame.
No.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
No.
It's a damn shame.
Because I had
a man
KCF
would fight
winning.
This hard not to get his guy some sandwiches.
Anybody who is actually listening knows the truth.
What are you talking about?
about?
I mean,
I didn't kill my wife.
We can just call it even. Let's call it even in Arizona, but we got to take care of Maddie, too. It's his bet. So.
Yeah, that's true. Just saying. Just shows you what kind of guy you are. You know? Mm-hmm. It, like, if your kid is listening to this right now, what would you tell him about honor?
I would tell him the truth.
Well, the video, I mean, the audio is right there for you. Tell the truth. The video and the audio and all the other things that are right there for you. What else do you need?
You asked me to identify the edit, and I did.
You pointed at nothing.
It's all edits.
You can't point at sound. What are you doing?
Tannehill.
Can you taste colors as well? Wow.
Jacuzzi.
Wow. All right, well, we're going to call in the lefty earlier than we ever have before.
Right.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's home loan expert. There's a lot of choices out there when it comes to refinancing or buying a home. What makes the home loan expert team the best? Well, that's easy. Lower rates, better loans, no out-of-pocket cost, and you can skip a few months of mortgage payments. Refinancing or buying a home? Why would you go anywhere else? Call me directly, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that. they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland Thursday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls play in Orlando tonight. Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo are game time decisions. Jimmy Butler missed shoot around with an illness, but the team is hopeful he can still play. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Detroit plays at Indiana. The Bulls are currently tied with the Pistons. They trail the Pacers by 1 game. Later tonight, Boston travels to Golden State. NFL, the free agency period officially begins tomorrow at 3 p.m., but a lot going on today. Brian Hoyer will go to San Francisco on a 2-year deal to reunite with Kyle Shanahan. Brandon Marshall agrees to a 2-year deal with the Giants. Arizona and linebacker Chandler Jones have agreed to a 5-year extension. And Ravens offensive tackle Rick Wagner will sign with Detroit. Tyrod Taylor is staying in Buffalo on a restructured deal. Vince Young's return to the NFL has landed him in the CFL with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Spring training, the Cubs are off today before taking on Seattle tomorrow. Mike Montgomery will start. White Sox and Brewers are scoreless in the second. Carson Fulmer on the mound for the White Sox. Todd Frazier is in the lineup for the first time this spring after that oblique injury. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Anaheim tomorrow night. Johnny Oduya, Nicholas Jarmelson, they will both play. Corey Crawford starts in net. And college hoops this evening, DePaul plays Xavier in the Big East Tournament. Coverage on The Score starts at 8:15. Racing fans, make your plans to join The Score's Brian Hanley and Tito's Handmade Vodka tomorrow. Actually, that's Friday for the Sports and Racing Roundup at Hawthorne Racecourse. There will be live racing on site, specially priced Tito's cocktails, as well as Score and Tito's giveaways. It's the Sports and Racing Roundup presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with 2 wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy 2 egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for $1 more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
2:36, the Bernstein and Goff Show, Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, and it's a weird day when we're just sort of in a holding pattern waiting for an uninspiring signing of a quarterback to lead the Chicago Bears to nowhere.
It's going to be the second best day of that man's life, and he's welcomed with...
Right. He's what do they call him, the albinosaur?
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
He's
name.
Big and tall and white and weird and
oh,
okay.
Do a lot of things with that that right. Makeup. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I watched a whole bunch of Mike Glennon. I know that people don't like him a lot. I know that you know, the unknown is what it is. He played 13 games, and they said, we need a different quarterback.
Here's what's funny, though.
We need to draft one.
What's amazing is in this town, the one thing we've learned about this town is that no matter who the unknown is always preferred, no matter what. Whether it's Moses Moreno or Ken Mastroli or Craig Krenzel or Chad Hutchinson or Jonathan Quinn, the next guy always is that could be. But not in this case.
But isn't there a certain talent level that you're willing to say that it's a known, we just haven't seen it yet? If that makes any sense?
That was my thing with Matt Barkley. Right. Whenever it's like, hey, what about this Matt Barkley? Like,
and then he throws 12 interceptions the last three games of the season.
The answer to what about him is he sucks. That's the problem. And after a while, I mean, even like
I tried to get that through the speaks the right? last month this season.
He throws five picks in a game, and you know, Jeff Jordan is like, so do these five picks do anything to cool your excitement over Matt Barkley? And there's like, well, yeah, he threw five picks of every possible kind.
Big ones, small ones, short ones, tall ones. Cheech Marin is outside narrating all of his interceptions.
Cold interceptions, hot interceptions, white interceptions,
black ones,
stinky interceptions,
to the house interception,
hairy interceptions.
Yeah, there's only so far we can go before it starts to get weird. All right, I
love that. I love that movie.
It's a terrific
because it's like four different movies, all sort of stitched together oddly. But yeah, that's
your black action hero kind of. You know, factor as well. Was that Fred the Hammer Williamson in there? Yeah. You got everything you need in there. You know, then Tarantino kind of went a little crazy, and then he had a run of movies where it got back with Grindhouse and Django and
Grindhouse. Still one of my favorite.
You forced me to go see Grindhouse. You're like, you got to see this. You got to go to the movies. Yeah. And then I went, and I was like, all right, he didn't let me down. He finally came through with a
well, Hell or High Water.
Well, very true.
Right.
Very terrific movie. Yep. Outstanding movie. Yep. Although, dude, I watched. What's the name of that movie I watched the other day? I watched Nocturnal Animals. Let me tell you now, don't watch this movie half drunk by yourself late at night. Like, I was like three glasses in, and. Whatever you do, I questioned everything after.
Yeah, I liked it.
Did you? Oh, don't play with me like that, Chris. Because the lady walks into the room. She's like, I see her on her phone like 20 minutes in. I'm like, all right, it's not going to be long before she bounces on me. She walks into the room. I continue to watch this movie by myself. And I felt like I needed to talk to someone. Like, this movie took me to a place where I'm like, I don't feel right. And guess who was there for me on Twitter? Anthony Heron. Anthony Heron and I had a conversation about Nocturnal Animals because apparently I missed something while I was trying to load the dishwasher during the movie.
The opening sequence of the film is of several morbidly obese women dancing naked in slow motion.
Yes.
I'm good.
Right there? You're good. And it's completely naked.
Okay. I'm
like... That's how the movie starts. And Nicole and I look at each other like, all right, did we hit the wrong button here? Are we getting like, you know, like Rickrolled, but in a different way? Like, what's going on here? And the movie, Dan, was absolutely just, I sat back in my chair like, what did I just watch? Did I like it? Did I hate it? Are you going to call me? Is everything okay? Like, I went through a lot watching that movie.
That sounds like how I felt after I stumbled onto the movie Donnie Darko.
I still haven't seen it.
And it really rattled me.
Yeah!
It really unnerved me.
That's exactly what happened. Because the movie is about a lady in a bad relationship and her ex-husband or her ex-love interest, whatever the case may be, wrote a book. And she reads the book, but the movie is the book. And the book is about their life together, but it's not really. Yeah, dude, I'm sitting there like, there's all kinds of weird naked imagery.
I like movies like that though. I like that.
That's what
feeling.
I'm saying.
Another one is Jacob's Ladder. Ever seen that?
No, heard of it.
Jacob's Ladder with Tim Robbins. That's another one that just leaves you sort of not knowing what's up or down.
Yeah, how you feel about things. Yeah.
And it's all kind of like, okay.
Yeah, like I think I watched like something funny after, and I'm never that dude where, like, Nicole's like, let's watch something lighthearted after we
like,
just
you
watched.
Like, three episodes of SpongeBob.
right. Yeah, a little Desus and Mero or something like that. Like, she was like, let's watch. I'm like, no, we're good. And, dude, I sat there, and it's one of those things where I'm like, I think that was great. But maybe it wasn't. There it is. Nocturnal Animals is Mike Glennon.
Okay.
We figured it out.
Wait, hold on. So you're stepping all over my egg salad sandwich
metaphor. Yes, I am, because I didn't have the egg salad metaphor.
For me, I didn't come Mike up with Glennon it. Is an egg salad sandwich that wasn't made by my mother. That's what it is. Or
did moms used to hook up the great ones?
Used to.
I'm just saying, well, did you go over to your mom's house and ask her for an egg salad sandwich? Yeah. When was the last time you did that, Dan? Tell the truth.
A couple of weeks ago?
Did you really?
Well, she knows to make it.
So she knows when you're pulling up to have the egg salad
sandwich. Come on now.
On demand. Like, oh yeah, I'm coming through. You're going to see the kids.
Sometimes
have my egg salad sandwich ready for me.
So
like, show up with who's the 49ers DN, the famously on NFL films, is like, yeah, mom, take them damn raisins out of the cookies, by the way. You don't remember that?
No, yeah, because
you remember this, right?
Right, Seth? Because it was the neighbor that sent the cookies or the...
Yes, there's an NFL
just
film.
Just had a sack. The 49ers are in the late 80s. Yes. They're beating the hell out of everybody.
Yes, and he's like,
waving for the cameras.
And he's got a cup of Gatorade in his mouth.
And he's like, thanks for those cookies, mom. Yeah, and by the way, next time don't put them damn raisins in.
Yes! I cannot believe that Shep and I are the
That's
only...
That's great.
Like, you and Tannehill laughed at the same time. Like, what the hell is he talking about? And Shep locked eyes with me like, I know exactly what
I'm just happy somebody
about.
Else knows what I'm talking about. Like, what... Yeah. Yes. I thought I was on another planet by myself who had seen that.
So Burnsy is the 49ers DN who's like, hey, by the way, have that damn egg salad ready as soon as I pull up to the front door.
I don't even have to say it.
Really?
No, don't have to say it.
So she knows when you're coming over, egg salad needs to be on deck.
That or egg and olive. Which is a version of her egg salad where she chops up green pimento olives.
Okay.
And puts that in the egg salad.
Whew. And no matter if you've eaten or not, like, it has to be there. Or you won't come over? Or like, is there like a stipulation?
What,
or
what are we going to talk to people? I mean, come on.
You are just a complete bag, man.
This is Mike in Highland Park on The Score. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. I got to preface this by saying this is Sox Packer from Highland Park. Dan and I have never agreed on anything over the last 15 years. I heard Dan pick Casey Affleck. I heard someone...
No, you didn't.
Dan.
Nope. No, Mike, no, you didn't. Don't come in here starting stuff.
Listen to me. I heard someone other than Dan make the bet, and I never heard Dan agree to the bet. Going forward, I'm always going to agree with Dan.
Moving forward.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. I don't remember that, to be honest with you. I do remember the 49ers defensive player telling his mama to take them damn raisins out the cookies.
What kind of, were they like oatmeal raisin cookies?
And he just wanted oatmeal cookies, I guess.
Oh, like.
Now I got to find. Now, all right. All
Any
right,
idea who it would have been?
I don't, because it's not Charles Haley or anybody.
No, it
like
wasn't
that.
Like a star.
No, it was. It was like some bum who got a couple sacks during the 49ers glory years. Was it? So that'd be late 80s, early 90s. All right, so go to break. I'm going to go find this.
Okay, I want to hear it. That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert Bruce Levine is live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
The Cubs did it a little differently. They started with trading for position players through the draft. Worked out beautifully. The Quintana situation. We're starting to hear more about Robertson than Quintana.
Bruce Levine, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Every evening. You'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello! See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Music pioneers, Depeche Mode, return. Global Spirit Tour. August 30th, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. New album Spirit, available March 17th. Depeche Mode, live. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday at 10 p.m. Before the general public on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm telling you, man,
I didn't want to think of it. You made me think of the movie Jacob's Ladder. And now I feel...
Grow a thumb.
You started talking about Nocturnal Animals.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about disturbing movies. And now I'm right back where how I felt when I first saw Jacob's Ladder. And it sucks because that movie made me feel bad and weird. And like one of these things you have to recover from. That you got to work through.
There's not any laughs that you can draw something from where you're like, all right. Mm-mm.
There's no happy place to go to after you see that movie.
Yeah, it's right off a cliff, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, Donnie Darko is a psychological thriller, but Jacob's Ladder is a horror movie that you don't know quite how it's scaring you until you're completely, you're just ruined.
Is that like for, Get Out?
That's a comedy, though. Get Out is a satirical comedy. That's also
for you guys. It's Kanye West's life for us.
Yeah, I guess
living it right. Lamar Odom, Kanye West. Get Out while you can. All right, so people are texting up. It was Tim McIntyre. So by the way, the internet's too big. Because I put every search combination into Google. Trying to find this, tell mom to stop putting the damn raisins in the cookies. And all I'm coming back with is Ray McDonald beating some lady up and, old 49ers clips. Like, I can't get to where I need to be. The internet is way too big. You can't search for things and get them the way you used to.
All right, well, you contemplate that, and we watch the Free Agent Wire. We'll take callers 6, 7, and 8 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Each wins a VIP 4-pack of tickets to the taping of the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka on Friday, March 10th. Come catch the show, watch live racing, get some great score in Tito's giveaways, plus the best tips on the upcoming races, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. 3 more to give away between now and 6 o'clock on the Boers and Bernstein Show.
Well, and I'm here too.
And we have some of these...
Folks?
What did I say?
The Boers and Bernstein Show.
Did I?
Yeah.
I put.
I'll leave.
I'll put a dollar in the thing.
As long as
I think that's 3. We're up to 3 now.
I mean, I know we got bought by somebody else. So as long as they keep sending the checks to the right address,
I think we're up to that's 3 total, right?
You've done it 3 times?
I think so.
I don't think that many.
I think so. I think we're at 3.
Well,
it'll happen again.
What are you gonna do?
Nah, I put a dollar in the thing.
There's no thing, and there's no dollar.
There is. I'm keeping track.
No, he isn't. You can't even keep track of how much lunch you're supposed to buy your guys.
That keeps changing, too. Please. All right, plenty more to come. Bernstein and Goff, the score.
Racing fans, Friday, make your plans to join the Score's Brian Hanley and Tito's Handmade Vodka for the Sports and Racing Roundup at Hawthorne Racecourse starting at 3:30. There'll be live racing on site, specially priced Tito's cocktails, as well as Score and Tito's giveaways. It's the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car. Paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds
Beyond Borders, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.